Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Until recently, scientists thought that the body's immune system could not detect that it had prion disease, and therefore could not fight the progression of mad cow or Alzheimer's. But the research of Dr. David Westaway and Dr. Charlie Mays at the University of Alberta is changing that view.
We believe that the reason the diseases can be slow is that the sort of fuel for this conversion, making this bad protein, the amount of fuel is being reduced, that somehow the body is trying to fight the disease and it's reducing the amount of this protein that you need to make the bad protein. And that can explain how the diseases get so drawn out. So maybe if we can understand how that molecule, as we call it, gets reduced, we can just push it a little more, then we can go from a partially effective halting of the disease process to something that could be fully effective. So basically take a disease that's slow, and possibly we can make it so slow it's not a disease anymore.
Dr. Westaway says with this discovery, researchers can now determine the mathematical relationship on how long it takes a prion disease to develop. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.